At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man!
We are live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios, and we are here because the Falcons are getting ready for the Jets. It's Wednesday, guys. We have flipped our attention to the New York football Jets. And, of course, it is Thanksgiving weekend. There's a lot of football to get to. We will talk to Coach coming up here on the show. And also, Mike and I found out that Jesse Bates is going to stop by a little bit later on in the show. So excited about that. But today, man, we got a chance to hear from our offensive coordinator. We've been talking about this a lot over the last few days. And, Mike, I know we're having a couple of technical difficulties here, but I do want to try before we move on. You said you had a chance to talk to Z-Rob a little bit?
Yeah, man. Zach Robinson was speaking with the media today before practice. I believe Jeff Ulbrich will speak after practice. But just asking some of those questions you and I were talking about, he kind of, you know, when you ask about the pistol versus the the under center, you kind of get the roll of the eyes a little bit because he's been sick and tired of it, ask questions about it. But some questions about, you know, Penix Jr. and why wasn't he doing it? And they went back and talked about, you know, the comfort level. And I said, is that something Penix is going to evolve into? Kind of equivocated on that question. But look, they're married to this concept. And we can debate whether it's because he's married to it as an offensive coordinator. Should he be, because Michael Penix Jr. did so much in the shotgun, especially if you watch, as we talked with Dave Archer before the broadcast, his last year in Washington, especially some of those playoff games, almost exclusively out of the shotgun. So presumably playing to his strengths. We can debate, and we have debated, and a lot of national broadcasters have felt that it looks more fluid and this offense functions better with the quarterback under center and then play action off that, but they'll stick with the pistol, and when Michael Penix Jr. comes back, sure sounds like they're not going to be changing anything.
The good news is Michael Penix had his surgery today, and the recovery time and the recovery period starts immediately. I also think, you know, when you talk about what this is going to be moving forward, look, I'd love to tell you that Penix steps right back in and picks things up and is going to be, you know, the guy we expect him to be. But I think there's a long road ahead before we get to that point. But he did have the surgery. The other thing we're curious about is the health of Drake London, which Ross sounded like he wasn't going to play this week. Now, we'll ask him once he joins us in here coming up on the show. But it sounded like he was not going to be available. He listed him as day-to-day. We'll see, man. I mean, look, can we go beat the Jets without Drake London? Yes. But we're better with Drake London, and obviously we're better when he's on the field. So, a couple of injury updates. The Penix thing, Mike, having the surgery, no timetable on his return. But as far as being married to this offense, yeah, look, you can't change it at this point. You could in the offseason if you wanted to, but I think that's all going to be dictated on who the quarterback is.
Right. And one thing I asked the offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, today was, are we going to see more Charlie Warner? And I said as a follow-up, is that a byproduct of the inconsistency of Kyle Pitts? which is code for why, you know, Kyle Pitts sucks and doesn't make catches and do his job. But, you know, Zach was talking. Yeah, he was admittedly, because I said, you know, you dialed up a great play in Berlin. It's a game-changing play, and he can't execute it. And, you know, he wasn't going to throw his tight end under the bus, but he did say that certainly Charlie Warner is impressed, and they know that he's, in some cases, it's a check down like it was in the Berlin game, but he turns into a big play, and, of course, right up the seam for a touchdown against the Saints.
Yeah, look, you know, when we had Charlie Warner on, Mike, and it may have been the week, I'm not sure if you were here or not, but he came in, and we were talking about the things he did this offseason and how he was asked, I think, even before they got to camp about running the football and what they wanted to do more of. And he said, look, Zach came and said, these are the things we want to do and try to help Bijan be a better running back. And he's like, dude, I'm open for whatever. He said, I knew going in I wasn't going to be able to be thrown to a lot, or at least, you know, get a lot of balls or targets thrown my way. But when he is thrown to, man, he's productive. He's not afraid to catch it and turn it in a few positive yards. I like what Charlie Warner brings. And to be quite honest, guys, he's the fullback on this team, since we don't carry one, and a lot of teams don't. They use this kind of thing in this particular offense where the tight end has to block in these certain situations. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios on a Wednesday, guys. We will talk about the college football playoff rankings that were revealed last night. Connor Riley's on the way today. As we mentioned, Jesse Bates is going to stop by, so we do have a busy show up here today as we get ready for Thanksgiving. But bottom line is, as we look at, you know, this team and this offense, it's hard to judge whether Mike Zach Robinson is improving, or is it just the quarterback play has improved?
Or, I mean, Michael Penix Jr. is perhaps, you know, not consistent yet. I mean, we all know and we've seen him do some really good things. And we've seen him, again, in the game in Carolina, he's got a 2-touchdown lead.
Right.
Before he gets knocked out of the game, he was 13 of 16. And he was making plays. We've also seen him throw balls in the dirt, throw behind guys, you know, be flat-footed, not have good footwork. We've seen some of that crop up starting with the Charlotte game. You know, I didn't get a chance to ask Zach about, you know, why weren't you down? That was kind of covered a few weeks back. But, you know, why maybe using the preseason to get down on the sideline sooner. Didn't get a chance to ask that question because I was 5 minutes late, Carl. You don't want to ask questions that may have been asked.
Sure.
And you look like a jerk. So, sorry, folks, traffic.
I've already answered that.
I got a failing grade from Archer for being 5 minutes late, but I'm used to that. Yeah. But anyway, as far as the functionality of the quarterback, we've seen Penix get into a bit of a rut. You know, the third down percentage, and we were abysmal, Carl, for like 3 weeks, one of the worst teams in the NFL. So who do you blame for that? You know, is it a combination of the execution, the offensive line is not able to do their job, individual receivers are not making plays? But I think if you're watching the game with your own eyes, there was some wobble for Michael Penix Jr. in that losing streak.
Yeah, and I think what we're telling you guys, and, you know, again, happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you out there. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What we're telling you is there is no revelation here with our offensive coordinator as to how he's going to approach these games moving forward with Kirk Cousins as the quarterback. What you saw, and I thought it was interesting because Rob was asked this today earlier before we got here about, you know, is this what you expected with Cousins last year when he got healthy? And the answer was, yeah, we expected him to be under center, but we weren't going to come out of the pistol. We were going to do all these different things.
Right.
But we weren't able to do it at the beginning of the season because now we know that Kirk Cousins wasn't 100%. And so now what you're saying is this is probably what the offense should have looked like. You could be versatile. You can go 13 personnel, 12, 11, two tight ends, three tight ends, trips, whatever you wanted to do, and you could have Cousins either under center or not. And I think that was revealing today from the standpoint of, yeah, this is what we expected when he was healthy, but we only saw a little bit of it last year.
You and I were talking about this yesterday, and I said to you, I don't know, human nature or were there people in their bag? You know, the fact that, you know, Kirk handled, you know, saying he was healthy then saying no, he wasn't healthy. I talked to our man, Dear Orlando Ledbetter, said, oh, no, Mike, they knew he wasn't healthy.
Yeah.
So he doesn't think they had any big issue, you know, with him, you know, saying what he said at the Super Bowl.
Because they kept playing him.
Correct.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe was the general manager upset that Kirk, have you felt that he went behind his back talking to the owner directly and how that played out? I don't know. Because we are in a situation where if Kirk balls out, you know, he doesn't really want to be here. We know that. I mean, he was not happy that they drafted Penix. You're not happy how things went down the stretch and was looking to be out of here this offseason. But next year, that $57 million salary cap hit, that seems a bit rich, Carl. And I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to work with you to restructure anything.
Well, look, that's the real question. But here's the deal. Is it a win-win if he plays well for himself and he wants to remain in this league as a starter for, let's just say, the next 3 or 4 years. I don't know how long he wants to play. Does it bode well for the Falcons to attempt to try to restructure him and lower that cap hit, but also give him some more money? Which, guys, by the way, Kirk Cousins just continues to make money. I mean, no matter how you look at it, he just makes money wherever he goes. But
he may not go to Canton, but he will go to Fort Knox when he's done.
He's loaded, man. I mean, and again, it's not all his fault. When teams, you know, when they decide to franchise tag you twice, there's a cost associated with that, and that's what happened to Kirk Cousins. And, you know, you're talking about the top five guys in the league, what the average salary is. So he's been compensated, you know, quite handily. But I'll say this, Mike, that's a real offseason question. If he doesn't play well, this makes the decision very easy. If we go the next 7 weeks and he don't look great, this is going exactly where we thought it was going to go. If he plays well, then we can have a conversation in the offseason about lowering the cap hit, giving you some more money up front, moving some more money for you, and making sure that we do have a quarterback that can come back and start next season. But the main thing right now, and it's Wednesday up here, guys, it's Thanksgiving, everybody's looking ahead to, you know, hanging out with family and friends and doing all that. It's a work week for these guys. They'll be here tomorrow practicing. Yep. Like, this is – business is right now, and it's right in front of you. And we're going to talk to Jesse Bates. You got to win this weekend. You can't. There are no more takeoff weeks for us the rest of the season.
Right. And we'll talk to Coach. You know, one of the things we had not really covered with Coach, we'll have a chance later to talk to Raheem Morris after practice, is the determination to start Michael Penix Jr., to say, putting all the eggs in the Michael Penix Jr. basket this offseason.
Sure.
And what was the thinking and the thought process behind that, you know, as opposed to rolling with Kirk Cousins, a veteran, because of the things we just discussed, there was some good, some bad, and some ugly in the Michael Penix Jr. starts before he got injured.
This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Coming up, we'll get to the daily download. As we mentioned, the CFP rankings. Top five did not change, but there was an interesting change, and it could have a huge effect on the college football playoff. Hawks also in action last night, but not really. They showed up, but they weren't there. And we will get into some of the bigger games this weekend. We will give you our official picks because we are not back Thursday and Friday. So today we'll get to our picks and tell you what we're thinking about not only the college football world, but also around the NFL as we pick against the spread and over under. 404-726-0929. Wes Durham's going to join us as well, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons in the 4 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. And we'll get his thoughts also on this college football situation.
Right, and then, you know, wondering, can Georgia Tech bounce back? I mean, I still don't know what that first half was. I think you and I talked about it on our pre-show. Catch that, by the way, on Twitch and YouTube with Day-Day and Oren. We kind of tell you what we're going to do on the show and kind of hash some stuff out like today. But, you know, it's funny. Georgia Tech has relied so much on Haynes King. We get that. But the one time that Haynes just couldn't do Haynes King stuff, you dug such a hole against Pitt, you couldn't get out of it. Then eventually Tech's defense started blitzing. So I still think an emotional game for upperclassmen, for certainly for Brent. This will be Haynes' last chance to play and beat Georgia. But you just feel, I don't know, some of the wind just came out of the sails of this matchup, the way they looked last week.
Yeah, look, and I'd love to say, you know, leave it all out on the field. Last week, Mike, they got gut punched. And by the time they reacted, it was too late. Now, you could arguably say the pick six was the separating point in the game, and it was. But when you get hit in the face like that and it's 28-0, man, you gotta like look at yourself in the mirror for a second. And they snapped out of it. Again, they did have two scores before the half, and then all of a sudden you come out in the second half, you're like, here we go. They're about to go down and score. Guess what? It's about to be a one-score game. This thing can go either way. And then it happens. So I'm curious to see how they respond as well. We're going to talk plenty about it here as we continue along. We are live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios, live at Flowery Branch. We're coming back. A lot more in store. Daily download on the way. It's Duke's.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bell. Live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Hope you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, man. I was doing some cooking this morning. Putting some stuff on to be
what you
done.
Got? What you got going?
For tomorrow. Well, I had mentioned to you guys, I didn't mention this publicly, but I had mentioned, I think, to Day-Day and maybe Orin, or I forget, but we were talking about greens and collards and, you know, family like, yeah, can you cook them like mom? And I'm like, maybe. So anyways, the process, you know, it's slow and low, but got those on today, and wifey's cooking a bunch of stuff today, as most folks are, trying to not have to cook all day tomorrow. Plus, Mike, we said this today on the pre-show, man, there's so many good games on tomorrow. I just want to chill.
Yeah, man, I'm going to be a total couch spud. Oh, by the way, thanks to the Falcons for an assist. They lent us a headset.
For sure.
So appreciate the thanks to the crack staff here at the Falcons for helping the broadcast get going. We had some defective equipment, but we good to go. But yeah, man, my wife, she started the brine today, so I got like a magnum of Evan Williams. Mm-hmm. So the turkey's going to be sitting in that. Turkey's going to be drunk. But sitting in that bad boy. And then, again, we joked around about ham versus turkey. There's a way to do it, man. So smoking that bird.
Yeah.
So I'll say it. I know Carl hates this phrase. Moist. So it'll be succulent.
It's got to be.
Can't wait, man. Can't wait. So what are you working on?
It's got to be. No, I was just cooking some sides today. The birds have been brining for over 24 hours. I did that, I guess, what's today? Wednesday. So I did that Monday evening. And I'm two different brines. So I told you, Mike, I smoke one. And then, obviously, I've got a – I'll air fry one outside. I got a big air fryer now outside. So it's not traditional from the standpoint of, you know, dropping it in the grease, man, which I've become a big fan of. Probably been doing that for 15 years or so. But this is going to be a little different. And I finally got a chance to cook like a – this air fryer for outside is for big cuts of meat.
Ooh.
So – but the cool thing is the cleanup is that.
I've had
it's
a love
so
hate.
Easy.
I've had a love hate. Maybe it's – I think you get what you pay for with the air fryer.
Okay, okay.
I think you got to get the right one.
Yeah, but this isn't in the house. This is like
outside.
A, this is like, yeah, it looks
industrial
like a grill.
Size. Right, right.
And you put the meat in there, man, and this thing, the way it cooks around and the skin crispy, it came out. This is my thing because I was – I told Michelle, I said, I'm not using it if it doesn't come out like the one I'm used to. And the skin was crispy. I did a turkey about 3 or 4 weeks ago just to test it, a small
right.
one. And it was delicious. And I didn't do all the stuff that I'd done on these two. Like, I brined and seasoned and done all this. These two should come out great.
Yeah, the fried turkey thing, my kid brother was a master of that. It was so funny because the year we did Christmas up in Long Island where I grew up, one of the neighbors, it was literally one of those stories that goes viral. There was like a turkey mortar about two blocks over.
People don't know. They got to let that thing thaw.
Yeah, took out like a part of his garage.
Oh, yeah. Because it'll explode.
Boom.
If you drop it in.
Incoming turkey.
And, yeah, because that was the fear, right? And I
right.
remember, like, the first time my family, everybody came 1 year. I mean, we probably had, I don't know, 12, 15 people, all, you know, close with the family. And everybody's like, you're going to fry a turkey? And I'm like, yeah, I do it every year. And they're like,
what?
Are you sure? Should we call the fire department? No, I know what I'm doing.
No, because one nitwit out of like whatever, 1 million is going to create the turkey mortar. I got a guy that hit me up on the text line just now. You don't cook, Mike? No, I could. I'd probably be the guy that would be in the emergency room. Becky's the expert. My wife is really good. She's mastered the smoker.
Yeah, let your partner do what they man, do, man.
We have a Rec-Tec. It's kind of like a Traeger. It's made in Augusta. We've been using that bad boy for 5 years, and she's the master of it, man. So we're going to do that. And then Friday, I'm thinking like cocktails all day, having some neighbors over, a little Black Friday party.
No doubt. I mean, look, depending on how I go on Thursday will depend on how the Friday goes. Because I don't know about you guys, man. We get up, we toast, we have some mimosas, we have some thanks, and then the day gets started, and all of a sudden, before, you know, it's noon, you've had a few, and it's good.
Can't wait, man. Hey, by the way, before we get into a character here, just a couple of things to clean up. A lot of guys, I'm sure you got the same stuff this morning on social media, on Instagram and on Twitter. Some of these websites, but I'm not that familiar with, saying that the Falcons think that Michael Penix may miss all of next season. First off, we have no idea what the expectation level is. We have nothing on that from the team. So you're hearing these things. There's a website called JPA. I'm not familiar with it. They got a lot of followers. But saying that he could cause the team to rethink their plans. We have no idea on the timeline. We talked about this last week. You know, the worst case scenario is almost 12 months. The best case scenario is anywhere from 6 to 9 months. So anybody who says definitively the Falcons know, they don't know. We don't know. And certainly anybody who's putting this on social media doesn't know.
I would also say, you know, again, be careful with all of that. These erroneous reports are easy to be put out there. Guys, he just had surgery yesterday. Hell, the doctors didn't know what it looked like until they went in and looked at it yesterday. He just had surgery. I don't even know if anybody with the team would be aware of, hey, this is what we think. But I think those reports are dangerous. And more importantly, man, look, go with the credible folks that you trust and that you know. We're here every day. There are guys and women and men we trust that are here every day and are in tune with this team. If we knew something like that, do you not think we'd be telling you?
Right.
We there is nothing out there like that because the process has just started. And especially with how could you know that 2 days ago before the surgery happened? So I think that's just a lot of speculating, Mike, and it's dangerous because you get people all riled up and they go, the kid's not coming back. Slow down. He will recover, and when it's time to find out what that timetable is going to look like, we will certainly give that to you and report it properly. But, guys, but, yeah, this just – and, Mike, that's easy too, by the way. I got to tell you, like, we know what the recovery timetable is allegedly for most of these kinds of surgeries. It's easy to speculate about something like that for clicks, and I think that's what that's about.
So I just retweeted this report is bull spit, as Mike Smith would say. Again, just based on the – again, this is why the internet – and, look, we had this discussion a few weeks ago – it's tough because there's people who see something, boom, I saw it. It's gospel.
It's gospel.
That site's got 100,000 followers. Doesn't matter. There's things that are based on fact. I mean, you got to deduce this logically. What do the Falcons know? Well, again, Carl, you don't get the immediate evaluation. Okay, he just came out of surgery. He's done for next year. it's that, again, use your brain. These people, it's clickbait. And guys, I don't look, the last thing I am is a corporate spokesman for the Falcons. I'm just saying, here's the facts, okay? And if it comes on where Penix has complications or something's not right, then there's more structural damage. Okay, that's another. We'll get there when we get there. But right now, best case, he's ready to go by camp. Worst case, he's not ready to go until Labor Day.
Yeah, and hopefully it's sooner, not later. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking today, man, as we are live at Flowery Branch. We're going to talk to Coach, and we're also going to get a chance to talk to Jesse Bates coming up. Big O's back at the studio hanging out and keeping us on track. And, of course, our man Day-Day, executive producing here live with us at Flowery Branch. Big O, man, let's get to the daily download. Well, we've been talking a lot about the offense. How about these edge rushers, man? How about the young guys and what they've meant so far to this team? Coach Ra was asked about the rookie edge rushers. Of course, that's Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr.
As we said, you know, the Rams used to say, blank those picks. And in the case of, look, I love what I'm seeing from Walker and Pierce. And if we finish middle of the road, you know, or if we're just on the cusp of the playoffs, I mean, yeah, it's frustrating. Here we are another year not making the playoffs. But I'm not as hung up as I was a few weeks ago, you know, about this. I mean, yes, there's a lot of parts to the whole conversation about this season. The 5-game losing streak where there were things that we screwed up. The coaching staff screwed up. The players screwed up. And did you now, unfortunately, lose the division in those 5 games? Because now, as we said, the Bucs have more than wild. Looks like they expect Baker Mayfield to play. He did practice, so he'll be – it's we'll get more on that later with our full injury report. But, look, as a Falcon fan, I'm all in with Cousins. I'm all in whoever the freaking quarterback is. If it was Gardner Minshew, if it was, I don't know, Max the Talking Mule playing quarterback, I'm in. You know. But now I just hope we, you know, beat the Jets, start stacking some wins, and then, you know, obviously it gets tougher against teams like Seattle and the Rams.
Does the Talking Mule go, get the call in, Zach? Let's go. I got to get the call in.
Yeah, I mean, see, there's the things that, you know, we've argued with some folks over. These things did happen. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw Michael Penix Jr. struggle in Berlin at times, make some plays, miss some plays, put the ball in Kyle Pitts' hands, did his job, subsequently yelling at his offensive coordinator to get the play in. And yeah. We all saw that.
Oh, that's happened. Yeah, it's happened numerous times.
That's stuff that's happened. And we've had delay of game penalties. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying, look, there's enough blame to go around. You know, it's not to give the offensive coordinator a pass, I think, is childish. To put it all on Michael Penix Jr. is childish. I mean, it takes a village to screw up as much as the Falcons did in that 5-game losing streak.
Meanwhile, the Georgia Bulldogs will take on Georgia Tech. It is clean old-fashioned hate, guys, and there's nothing like these rivalry games. I love this weekend in college football, and it doesn't matter if you're a fan of that particular team. Michigan-Ohio State is great, right? I mean, you start Iron Bowl is great, and so will this one as well. Kirby was talking about Buster Faulkner and his offense. Of course, he's very familiar with Buster as he worked under Kirby at Georgia. It has, Mike. I just don't know how dynamic they're going to be against this Dawgs defense this year. This year, I think, look, for all the things they brought last year, you don't think Kirby and company are going to be ready for that this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, we know Faulkner is a great OC. We talked yesterday. That's one of those things they're going to have to do is sign a check for him to make sure he sticks around. Philo would presumably take over unless there's somebody else in the transfer portal.
Uh-oh.
You
never know.
Never say never right now in 2025.
Hey, man, Hawks lose to the Wizards 132-113.
What the hell happened there?
They trade they trailed, should I say, 45. They trailed 45-23. I agree with you, Steve Holman. 45-23 at the end of the first quarter. When I saw that pop up on my phone last night, I was like, because I wasn't watching. I said, what? No, this can't be right. This is a misprint. The Hawks were terrible last night.
Apparently, and we'll talk to Steve Kuhnen next week. He's off for Thanksgiving. They didn't realize this was the in-season tournament. When they stepped up on the floor in D.C., they should have noticed, wow, look at the fancy paint scheme. This means more.
I thought C.J. McCollum was retired, by the way.
Yeah.
I thought he was done.
Boy, that was a resurrection. So welcome to what I like to call, kids, the NBA regular season.
Coming up. It was. Hey, college football front and center. We're going to look at the matchups this weekend, including Ole Miss at Miss State. Why do I care? Because I want to hear this decision, Lane Kiffin. It's Dukes and Bell. Here in just.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle. Now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
A little bit. And we'll ask him about what these reports are. Again, alleged reports about the recovery for Michael Penix. I think it's irresponsible when people are saying, hey, the Falcons know that they're going to be without him for next season. That's not right. So if you're hearing or seeing any of that, slow down. We'll ask Coach about this so we can hear from him specifically. But there is a quote out there, Mike, that he has already addressed this.
He said they're going to make some different plans. The injury to Michael Penix Jr. creates and expects them to make some different plans in the quarterback room. Now, again, Cousins a $57 million cap hit. Hard to see him returning under that number because he's going to never see – he'll say screw you about
yep.
some kind of restructuring of his deal. Unless, of course, he leads you to the playoffs. And then just say maybe you eat it and just roll with it. But I doubt that. But I just – the point is the article that was from JPA, you know, people have taken that and now turned that into Penix is now done for next year.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And like everybody from Pro Football Talk is running – we don't know the timeline yet. Eventually it will – now, again, as I said, worst case, he's not ready for week one. Best case, he may be here to work August 1st.
Yeah. I mean, it is December, okay? I mean, we're a week away. December gets into January, February, March, April, May. June is camp, right? You get into June, July, because OTAs and all that stuff happens. So if you told me he wouldn't be ready for the start of the season, I wouldn't be surprised. But I'm not willing to say without clarification that he is going to be out for a lot longer than that next season. All right, we'll ask Coach when he comes into the room. Do not worry. We'll get that cleared up because those reports are out there, and it's like, whoa, where'd this come from? It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, as we're hanging out, getting ready for the Jets, we'll tell you more about that. We'll talk with Coach about that as well. Jesse Bates is going to stop by. But what a big college football weekend. Friday, I'm just going to run this down. Friday, okay?
Friday.
So tomorrow you get fat and happy and you enjoy whatever you're going to enjoy. Then Friday, Ole Miss at Miss State, that's noon. Utah, Kansas, 12 o'clock. Georgia at Georgia Tech, but it's at Mercedes-Benz. That's the 3:30 game. Indiana at Purdue, they can't have any slip-ups.
They're not going to lose.
They're not going to lose.
Purdue is god-awful.
They're not going to lose. 7:30. Then you get Texas A&M at Texas at 7:30, which, again, is a big game for Texas A&M. They can't have a slip-up.
Nope.
And then you get Arizona at Arizona State. So you got all these rivalry games. I'm not even mentioning, right, what happened Saturday, because that's when you get to Ohio State and Michigan at noon. Texas Tech, West Virginia, Miami at Pitt. Mike, the Miami-Pitt game is interesting now.
Yeah, it's at Pitt, and you just saw what Pittsburgh did to Georgia Tech. And certainly if they're going to get as aggressive in some of their coverages and some of the new looks, maybe confuse Carson Beck and he coughs it up a few times.
You know he's good for that.
Not impossible.
He's good for
Miami's
that.
A little bit different on the road. CSMU game.
UCF at BYU. Again, BYU's trying to secure a spot in this college football playoff. Oregon at Washington. These are all the games are Saturday that could play out. Vandy at Tennessee. That's 14 versus 19. That's a big game.
Yeah, man. And Vandy, I mean, the cherry on top is to take down Tennessee.
No doubt.
On this amazing season. Pavia doesn't have another year of eligibility, right?
No, he's go. That's why he was talking about the Jared kid.
Yeah. After 8 years, right, he's ready to head on. It's like John Belushi, you know, as Bukharski. 7 years of college down the drain. So, yeah, we'll
good,
see.
Good college quarterback, Mike. He will not be an NFL guy.
No. I mean, I don't know.
No, you could be a backup.
You'd be a back, be a Taysom Hill or something. But, Swiss Army knife, but he's not going to be a QB.
No, nobody's drafting Pavia in the first round. But he's got a lot of intangibles, you know. And I think here's what the NFL has learned. Johnny Manziel.
Right.
Right? And I'm not saying he's a knucklehead like Johnny Manziel, but that style of play and his size, all that stuff comes into question. He's not your prototypical NFL guy. But he's a winner, man, and he's shown that. We got Virginia Tech at Virginia. Virginia's a big favorite in that one. And then, of course, Alabama-Auburn. It is a night game this year, 7:30 on Saturday night, the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, man, and everybody who's a Georgia fan, just pull for the Tigers because, as we know, Alabama wins the tiebreaker with Georgia by virtue of the head-to-head victory. The game,
which, who do you want to see in the SEC Championship, if you had a choice?
A&M and Georgia.
Okay.
I'd love to see A&M. And I think it'd be a hell of a game.
I'd love to
style makes the fight, well, A&M's then, defense against Georgia's offense.
I would love to see Georgia beat the hell out of A&M myself.
Well, for personal reasons.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that come out?
Right. Now, West Virginia, I mean, nothing like the Big 12 with everybody plays everybody, so you get a game which has no meaning to anyone. West Virginia and Texas Tech. Big argument from the College Football Playoff Committee last night, and this is where these knuckleheads, they start to put their heads together, and you're like, what are you guys watching? The idea that, well, Texas Tech is beating their opponent. Of course they're beating their opponents by a larger margin. They play a bunch of nobodies. They're playing some garbage teams. They're playing Oklahoma State without its head coach. They're playing a lot of the Big 12, which is a whole lot of meh, you know? And I looked it up, and there's a couple of websites, and I know this is confusing, so bear with me, because the strength of schedule, it varies from site to site, from ESPN and their power rankings, but just something to think about when it comes to Texas Tech. You would have the committee believe they're beating down they're on the hot on the heels of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Georgia Bulldogs' strength of schedule, depending on who you're talking to, Carl, is pretty darn good. It's ninth, according to one website. That would put Texas Tech strength of schedule at 22. I looked up another website, another ranking system, and they put Georgia at 22, and they put Texas Tech strength of schedule at 81. So I'm not quite sure what metric the committee is using, but the fact that they're beating everybody by four touchdowns, consider who they're playing. Put Texas Tech in Georgia's schedule. They got three losses.
I am going to tell you that Tech is really good, Texas Tech. They have one of the best defenses in the country. They may have the best linebacker in the country. They force turnovers. I don't know, to your point, are they on the level of Ohio State, Georgia? You got to put A&M in there because, again, that's where they are this year. Or Indiana. I don't know if they're on that level. But I will tell you this. I think they're going to be hard out. And the thing about Tech is, Mike, and the only reason I know this, I'm just telling you, is because about 3 weeks ago, I did this whole tidbit on how Tech got here. And before they implemented the salary cap, the imposed salary cap everywhere, the year before, they went in and spent more money than they've ever spent. And they went and got some really good players. And then all of a sudden, the salary cap is implemented with college football, right, where the departments are paying the kids. Tech already had these kids lined up. And for the first time, their boosters, their collective, have gone all in, and it's paying off. So, you know, when we talk about you get what you pay for, this is a paid football team. It's very similar to what we saw
right
to the extent of Ohio State a couple of years ago when they paid all that money. I guess it was last year, and they won the national championship. That is what this Tech team is. They have gone out and acquired all this talent, Mike, and it's come together. I don't know if they're on that level, but I think they're very good.
I'm just saying, when you look who Georgia has beaten – and you look who Georgia has played on their schedule. You know, you look at, okay, Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Kent, Oregon State.
No, not on the same level.
Their most impressive win is against Utah. Utah's the top 25.
And they lost BYU.
And then they lost, again, they lost to Arizona State.
Oh, that's right.
State, an unranked Arizona State. Beat KSU, they beat BYU to your point, smoked UCF. But, I mean, what would Georgia do against those same teams? I'm just saying, and then conversely, if you put Texas Tech on Georgia's schedule, I think there's two more losses there.
But remember, this is the same thing you said last year about Indiana.
Indiana got summarily destroyed by Notre Dame.
But I think your point is, are they a top four team? I don't think they are.
Right.
I don't think they're a top four team, but I do think they're a playoff team.
But I just don't understand, unless there's SEC fatigue with some of those members of the committee,
maybe.
Why is there a drive to push the Big 12 when everyone knows the Big 12 isn't as good as the SEC or the Big 10?
Because they're only going to get, what, one team in?
Right.
The conference champion is getting in, and it looks like it's going to be Texas Tech right now.
Hey, by the way, to your point, Texas Tech gets it done. Good job, Red Raiders. And I guess Monty and I guess M Texas Oil contributed a lot of money, Carl, for those who watch Landman.
They went in, man. Look, I don't know if teams are still going to do this, Mike, because, again, who's keeping track of all this? Are you going to tell me if Lane Kiffin takes the LSU job and they spend a little bit more money next year? What if they spend $30 million instead of the 20? Is somebody reporting them? I mean, honestly. I don't know who's keeping track. I know a lot of this stuff is supposed to be in-house, but are they sending these committees to these schools and going, let me see your records?
But again, but this is the stuff when you and I talk about all the time, you know, game control. Who gives a blank about game? The only thing that matters to me is strength of schedule.
Okay.
That's it for me.
Well, but here's the problem, and I'm with you. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But the strength of schedule in every other conference outside the SEC is going to be less. So you're never going to tell me that the strength of schedule for the ACC or the Big 12 is going to equal the SEC based on the teams that are in the conference.
Right.
It's a losing argument from the start. So what has to happen for these teams is, Mike, they have to run the table in their conferences, which you are – not you, but most people already think they're weaker. And then go prove it against the conferences in which they already – everybody thinks that those conferences are stronger. It's a losing argument. You cannot tell anybody in the country that the Big 12 schedule is on par with any team in the SEC. The losing teams. Arkansas's had a harder schedule than Texas Tech.
And again, if you look at the, you know, Ohio State's finally going to play some teams now. They beat Penn State. Now they get Michigan.
Yep.
You know, I just can't wait to see when Ohio State plays Indiana. And then that, boy, is that going to be something. And how the committee deals with Indiana's one loss. You know, does Ohio State boat race them? Do they play close?
Right.
You know, I think Indiana's good enough to hang with Ohio State this time. But it's going to be that's going to be very compelling. But the top heavy nature of the Big Ten, and again, this is not, you know, if you're a Big Ten alum living here in Atlanta, sorry, the SEC just plays in tougher atmospheres,
better
against tougher opponents, against tougher players.
No, I think, you know, that debate comes from the Ohio State fans who say, well, you know, you've been to the Horseshoe. That's one environment. It's not the entire Big Ten. On a given Saturday night, the whiteout at Penn State is amazing. But they don't win big games, right? The thing about Michigan, they were only good when Harbaugh was there. Some of these narratives have to go away when you start talking about the conference as a whole and what it is. But some would also say right now, okay, it was Alabama, and they're still in the mix. But without Georgia, what's the SEC right now? Some people would say that. Over the last 6 or 7 years, what's the SEC without Georgia? So, I don't know, Mike. I think it's one of these roundabout arguments where we go around and around. But I will say this. This is why they're going to expand. This is why we're going to have more teams in the playoff.
Right.
This is why eventually, guys, I think we're going to go to 24 teams. I think we're going to 24 teams.
But it is interesting, you know, Ole Miss felt – what did Ole Miss do wrong? You know, I mean, they lost to Georgia by 10 points. They beat number 13 Oklahoma. At the time, LSU was a top five team, obviously. The wheels have fallen off.
Sure.
They did – now, this is where – the other conference has to get in. Why? Why does Tulane have to be in this championship? Because they said so. Well, guess what Ole Miss did to Tulane? Beat them 45-10. See? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I know that we, in addition to...
By the way, that's a good win, though, now. Right? Because Tulane looks like they're going to be a playoff team. That's a win that you would think would still elevate Ole Miss to remain where they were. Day-Day talked to us today about this in the scenario, real quick, about... if Lane Kiffin leaves and how that could punish the program. And if you guys don't remember, Mike lived it, The Florida State Seminoles guys went through this where they had the record and the resume to be in, but they were punished because their quarterback got injured.
The expectation was, even though you won in an SEC road game at Florida, and then you beat you won the ACC championship, that you were not going to be able to do anything without Jordan Travis under center. That
right.
the second and third string quarterback was not going to be able to get the job done. And you know, then you can't say anything because the whole team quit for the Orange Bowl. So you don't even know so it sucks though, because it's a television show. Fair and what's right has nothing to do with this. If this was the old BCS, Florida State would have been in. But with this College Football Playoff Committee, you're trying to create the best TV shows week after week, and Florida State without their star quarterback was not that good a TV show.
You know, it wasn't. And just like what you're saying about all these other things, what chance did you get Florida State to win the national championship without him?
Zero. Right.
And whether that's fair to your point, but that's what the committee said. The committee said, yeah, we can put him in, but how compelling is that?
But that's the thing. And then, you know, Florida State fans, of course, said, well, you know, we do have a guy named Jared Verse. We got Braden Fisk. We got some guys. We could turn some of these potential matchups into a real slugfest. And maybe we could eke it out. Never got the opportunity. It is frustrating, but that's exactly why, as you said, an Ole Miss without Lane Kiffin is not such a hot prospect. Louisville was the team they beat 6-6. Not a compelling ACC championship, but they did beat a number 14-ranked Louisville.
All right, man, we got plenty more to dive into. Coming back here live at the Branch, coaches on the way as they are on the field getting ready for the Jets and preparing for this next contest on Sunday. Early start, by the way. That 4 o'clock start was just last week with the Saints game, that 4:25. It'll be a 1 o'clock start on Sunday. Also, Jesse Bates is going to stop by. Curious to see what JB's talking about and what he thinks about where this team is. You'll hear it all right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.